Good evening, American Fork Senior High School Marching Band. Just want to welcome you to the Rocky Mountain Invitational Marching Band Competition, October 18th, 2016. This is Craig Harms. I'll be adjudicating the band's performance in the caption area of Visual Performance Ensemble. Looking forward to the show this evening. It's going to be great conditions, great vantage point. And looking at your theme, looks like it's going to be a great, great, very intense show. I love the props. I love the costuming as far as the guard's concerned. So I'm going to go ahead and let you get all set up, and when you're ready to rock and roll, I'll start talking at you. Best of luck. Have a great run. Here we go.
The world has a much greater imagination than we do, which is why the real story of the universe is far more interesting than any of the fairy tales we have invented.
I'm not sure if this is a pre-show or not. It's been...
Brigham Young University and the Rocky Mountain Marching Band Invitational are proud to present in performance co-majors Kirsten Dupay, Emily Rogers, Ryan McElvey, and Jeff Adams, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Here we go. Yeah, I like the body visual. Good. Everybody understands the role. Appreciate it. Yeah, nice, clean definition. Yeah, nice opening development here. Just slight issues, some of our hyperextension of the transition to where we're kind of hitting that form a little bit too soon. We've got some definition issues over on side number one. Very minor, which I'm sure you'll be able to handle and take care of that stuff. Okay, connection, flutes handled nicely. We've got some kind of a definition issues over here on side number two. Going to the form, is resolved though. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Demand high. Side two, actually going to that form, making sure that it kind of works. It's kind of an undefined transition, but it works pretty well for you. Okay. Yeah, offset spacing, handle nicely. Appreciate it. Yeah, we've got some definition issues going to the, once again, hyperextension of the transition, getting that form, actually sometimes even passing through that form. And it's just kind of, it's really kind of an interesting thing happens because, you know, the band is such a fine group. And when those things break down, all of a sudden those particular issues become huge, huge issues. And it's like, okay, we all of a sudden resolve this. Okay. Yeah, nice AB function over here on side two. Yeah, nice intervalley control. Just a couple issues over here on side number two, but generally speaking, you have a pretty good handle. Yeah, it broke up. Right the time I said it was really good, it all of a sudden kind of broke up over here on side two. Yeah, definition over here on side two. You got to clean this static setup all throughout the form. Yeah. Yeah, nice, you know, I like it. I mean, as far as the overall effect is really great. It's just that when all of a sudden we see these, you know, all of a sudden insecurities as it relates to the form itself, and especially when you're in a static set, it's just like, whoa, you know, you're not accustomed to seeing that. Yeah, just didn't really lock into that block. Don't start all of a sudden falling apart as it relates to, once again, the definition of form. Yeah, nice use of props backfield. Appreciate it. And yes, you got there. Yeah, all right, nice. Yeah, okay. Yeah, technique moving into that transition. I understand what you're doing, and actually you resolved it pretty well. Yeah, this is tough, demand-wise, as far as maintaining pulse with the lower body. Yeah, just not really clear, this definition. It just is not as clean as what I'd like to probably see. Yeah, we've just got, you know, there's a real balance issue. We've got compressions over here on the side two around the 10-yard line, then expansion midway down the line. So when you go into that static set like that, man, you got to nail it down.
The sky is the limit, but only for those who are
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You do that pretty well. There are just times when it breaks down. I mean, it's just, you know, just all of a sudden, like in the middle of this block, it just kind of like, you know, it just kind of like loses its definition. And again, it's just going to be something that's going to take time, you know, as you go through the show. And once again, I mean, you know, it's such a minor item. But again, it becomes a major item because the band is such a fine group. So when you see definition break down, it becomes a big issue, especially when you get into facing. It's like we still have some real balance issues between left and right, making sure you're balanced between person to your left and to your right. Those are things that just, you know, a band of this quality, you've got to make sure you really pay close attention to. Yeah, nice. But yeah, we've got some real issues over here on side two. When that sequential development, we're just not sure exactly how that's supposed to happen. Yeah, some spacing problems over here on side number two. Yeah, with these big forms like this, and all of a sudden it flattens out over here on side number one, the inner valley, got some compression problems all the way through this back element. Yeah, this has got to take, you've got to take some time with this transition. Yeah, it's a nice show. We've just got some real precision issues, especially when you get to the last third of the book. And again, it's just like, you know, it's something I know. that you're a professional type approach to everything is going to supersede and take care of that those issues. I'm hoping, because you've got a nice program, it's very smooth, it works very well from beginning to end, and I really appreciate that. But we've got to work on precision. Thanks so much. Congratulations.